small states.
It's 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Time for the same brain, frame drain game, playing against the wit and wisdom of Roberta Fasanelli. So if you want to line up for that, we'll do that in a few minutes. The same brain, frame drain game. If you don't know that game, what happens, Roberta is given a concept or a question or something like that, solving a problem, and if she comes up with the right answer, and you agree, having sort of teamed up with her by calling 800-510-8255. If she has the right answer and you agree, then you get a point. 3 out of 5 questions, you get a swell prize.
Not, we're going to shock.
Or right, if she has the wrong answer and you disagree,
then you get the point.
Right.
Right, exactly. All right, so that's coming up, along with the Queen of Cheap, a lot of television info, et cetera, et cetera. The Good Day program. The focus on the Mississippi, the mighty Mississippi. It's cresting in the Memphis area. Late last week, we talked to Chris Wade and Rhonda Cloud, who are on our affiliate KWAM in Memphis. They follow me, as a matter of fact, there. And it didn't seem to be too bad. And then over the weekend and yesterday, the river seemed to be cresting. And I was reading in a couple of the trades yesterday, guys, that you that somebody sent a generator over to the transmitter on a boat. Is that, do I? Did I read that correctly? What the heck's going on there?
Transmitter that keeps you on the air overnight, Doug.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically what had happened, the transmitter facility, hence we're actually in Tennessee, in Memphis, but our call letters are a K. That's right. Because our transmitter sits just on the other side of the Mississippi River in Arkansas.
Or in the Mississippi River right now.
The building, you know, the KWAM has a long history. I believe it was built in the 50s or whatever is when it originally came on the air.
Yeah.
The building over there is actually 25 feet off of the ground, and the water was about 6 inches from coming in it yesterday.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah,
that's
and the power company, the service there, not only facilities on our power grid over there would be KWAM, our transmitter facilities, and there's a BASF chemical plant over there. They shut them down too.
Wow!
Because they limit their damages for transformers and everything.
Right. All right. So what people don't or need to know, the signal probably is much better because the more ground you have, the better the signal, at least on the AM side. And with all the water that's over there, it must be doing wonderfully well if you can keep the thing on the air. And I guess that's really the problem. So that's the least of many people's problems. What other things are you finding and following there as you do your program? What do people around the rest of the country need to know about the Mississippi? See, the water level actually in some areas was 48 feet.
True. Wow. Our crest here was 47.85, I believe. You know, the record was 48 feet in 1937. So we got up to it. We didn't break the record. The peak, or the crest, I should say, has happened. At this point in time, they're estimating that the river is only going to drop about a few inches a day right now in the first few days of this of the crest. In Memphis, there's some minor flooding downtown, part of Riverside Drive, which is right on the river. Just a small section of it was underwater. We're also seeing a lot of, since the land is overtaken by water, there's a lot of wildlife around that I think maybe most people have never witnessed before, like, I don't know, snakes and deer and running.
Don't I remember the St. Jude facility being close to the water?
It's a few blocks away, but, you know, Memphis is, the city is actually on a bluff.
Yeah.
So it wasn't threatened.
No.
The Mississippi flood here, Doug, is very uneven. If you're anywhere near any water, any of the river tributaries or anything, you're underwater, but the majority of the city is high and dry.
Now,
so it's
most
very unequal.
Don't most of the gambling, the casinos that are on the river, aren't they in Memphis?
They're right below Memphis, about 30 miles below in Tunica,
in
Mississippi.
So what's happening with them? Not that that's the most important thing. Are they closed down or they just moved them?
No. They're not riverboats.
They're floating.
Or did they sink?
No. The casinos float. It's really kind of strange. You know, technically the casinos float, but they're land, they're buildings, they're land-based. some of them are, 500-600 yards away from the Mississippi River, so they're not really sitting on the river. But all operations have ceased, which has taken a huge impact on the local revenue and to the state of Mississippi right now.
And the infrastructures around the casinos, those are...
Now, you both know that I'm a farmer, an agrarian, and I'm interested in the farmers. I understand that many of the Mississippi farmers have built levees, try to keep the water out because they've already planted many of their crops. The whole problem, I was talking to my friends in Ohio, three or four of them yesterday, and how they can't get their crops in the ground anywhere up and down is the Ohio River, Mississippi River, all along the basin there on both sides. The farmers are completely frustrated because they can't get anything. They can't even get onto the ground to do their work. And I wonder what you're hearing from some of your farmer friends locally there.
Well, down south of Mississippi in the Delta, cotton, rice, soybean, the farmers' levees that were on the other side of the Corps of Engineers levees were breached to allow the river to come in. So they're completely underwater, so they can't really do anything. They're dead in the water, for lack of a better term.
Right. Arkansas is underwater. Yeah. Missouri is underwater.
There's nothing you can do. It just is what it is, right?
Yeah. And it will take months to dry out.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, talking about Arkansas being underwater. Well, in Memphis, the Mississippi River is usually about a quarter mile wide. It's 3 miles wide right now.
Oh, wow.
Woo!
Wow. My God, you can imagine what that's doing to... Remember when the floods 7, 8, 9 years ago, when they put the barges down in the mouth of the Mississippi to get the soil that had run down the river?
Yes.
They had hundreds of millions of jillions of tons of loam that they dug out of the basin to send it sort of back up river to be used, hopefully where it had washed away. A three-mile-wide swath like that's going to be doing unbelievable damage to the farms along the riverbed.
Definitely, and you can. I've been following the hydrologist at the National Weather Service office here in Memphis, and it's hard to believe how many feet per second or cubic feet per second flows by Memphis on a regular day, and those numbers are just off the scale right now, off the charts.
Yeah.
Plus, the Mississippi is not the cleanest body of water in the nation, and I can only imagine what's washing down from up north, since the river has overrun levees and run through treatment plants. There's chemicals. There's no telling what all is flowing past us right now.
Right. And never mind all of the sewage from Detroit. That's my former friends in Detroit who are interested. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Chris, you did a good job, and Rhonda, appreciate the update as to what is going on. But do you think the worst is over now, other than it's going to take a while for everything to dry out? But the worst, the crust is up and now it goes down.
I think the worst of the possible threat is away, but we still have to deal with the cleanup. And right now there's no estimate on the cost of that because the water's still here.
Elvis is safe, though.
Elvis is safe.
He's always safe.
He left the
building. But are the gift shop safe?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right. What do you want? I'll send it to you.
I want a TCB necklace. With the lightning bolt.
It's yours.
And
you're the best. Metal, too.
Chris Wade, Rhonda Cloud, thank you from KWAM for the update. A lot of people are interested in what's going on. Because of the wild weather, we've lost hundreds of people in America the last month or so. Not necessarily because of this sort of thing, but the tornado. I mean, all of this weather stuff.
Yeah,
I'm looking at the forecast here today, another day of rain in the Northeast, and I'm frustrated as a farmer. And many of you who are gardeners trying to plant your lawns or get things done, it's cold and damp and miserable. And so what do we owe that to? Should we blame Roberta? How many people all in favor of blaming Roberta?
It's always
Roberta.
Sure.
Why not? All right. While we are thinking about that, Roberta will be in the focus, the same brain, frame drain game. If you would like to play, if you're smart and you want to outsmart Roberta, here's your chance. 800-510-8255. And a swell prize will be yours. We're going to have Roberta solve some riddles. And if she has the right solution, he's not that difficult, Roberta. Even you can get him. Roberta solves the riddle. You agree or disagree.
I'm terrible at riddles.
I know. Well, so that's good. That means that everybody who calls and wants to play with you just disagree. You're bound to get 3 out of 5 to win the prize. Everybody's a winner each time you call. 800 510-825-5 to play the same brain frame drain game here on Good Day with Roberta.
Find your magic at Macy's Super Saturday Sale with all-day specials Friday and Saturday. All 14-karat gold earrings now 65% off. Van Heusen and Via Europa Wovens just $17.99. Clearance bras and panties only $2.99 to $6.99. A new Tools of the Trade 24-piece cookware set just $49.99. And all 7-piece jacquard or embroidered comforter sets are $69.99. Macy's Super Saturday Sale. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you know your blood is like a fingerprint? It's unique to every individual. Locked inside of your blood are the answers to your specific nutritional needs. Dr. Ken and I have found Body Bio, a company that has the key to unlocking the mysteries of your blood.
Doug, the Body Bio Report is an evidence-based, safe, and natural way toward better health. Why go and guess what vitamins and supplements you need? This is a way to take what you specifically need in terms of nutritional supplements and get better health.
All right, BodyBioReport.com is the website. Purchase a blood test. Body Bio will send you a form. You take it to the nearest lab or your doctor's office. In a few days, you'll know what you should be taking in terms of vitamins and minerals and supplements. It's evidence-based, as Ken said. Go online to BodyBioReport.com. Get on the right nutrient road today, and you could possibly eliminate the need for prescription drugs tomorrow. BodyBioReport.com.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
800-510-8255 to play the same brain frame drain game. How did I come up with that? Do you remember? How did I come up?
It rhymed.
It rhymed, yeah.
Pretty much how you come up with any other thing.
And you are just a genius.
Right. It has to rhyme.
Well,
if it doesn't rhyme, it's not the title to a segment that we do.
If it doesn't rhyme, we don't have the time.
Yeah.
T-Y-M-E. All right.
Right.
So we need a... I'm wondering whether a woman would be better. Most of the time, it's men who call that want to challenge Roberta. And that's cool. But don't you think it would be interesting if we had a woman challenging, or does it make a difference?
I don't think it makes a difference.
Why would it make a difference?
I don't know.
I just think that oftentimes women are smarter than men. And they
when it comes to Roberta, it doesn't really matter because she usually is wrong most of the time anyway. Right. So
actually, you know what? Give her some credit. Roberta's actually very smart.
She is very smart. She's not when it comes to
this. Stuff out.
Well, when it comes to trivia and... Although this one, I've heard your question here.
Yeah, one of some of my questions.
And I think she might be very good at this one.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we have a conundrum, whether we pick a man or a woman to play the same brain frame drain game or whatever the heck the name of it is. 800-510-8255. We have a whole new batch of Doug Steffen things. Actually, these vests are very cool that we have. They're getting in the hats, that sort of thing. So you might want to procure one of those. We actually ought to sell them. Why don't we sell some of them, Richie? Open up a Doug store or something.
Absolutely.
Not the drug store, folks. The Doug store.
You could sell it in your food truck.
Yeah, right. 21 after on Good Day.
looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant Health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Beyonce, right?
Beyonce.
All right, well, these are two competitors in The Voice from last night, Frenchie and Terrellyn. Excuse me. How do they battle each other? I've watched a little of this just to see Christina Aguilera's ego, and that's about as far as I went. After that, I just kind of drop out. So, Frenchie and Terrellyn, this is probably their show. So, do these people have any identity? Well, and is this the concept they sing against each other for a second?
Right,
that's what they're singing
off. The judges started off in a blind judging, basically, where people would sing and the judges couldn't see them, and then they'd pick them for their team if they liked their voice. And now they're cutting down their team, and then I'm guessing eventually the teams will compete.
Hmm.
Yeah, which makes it more interesting. I mean, I thought that the blind auditions was really neat because,
cool,
you could see a person who is totally not your typical-looking pop star with a great voice, and they choose that person, and then they have to create their teams based on what they end up with, and it's The Voice.
So here are this is Christina Aguilera choosing Frenchie to move on after that battle. Let's cut 11-10.
As 10, your 10. Coach, you took what I said into your performance tonight because you made everybody have fun, and that's the one thing I really asked you guys. You got everybody worked up and having fun. You worked it.
Yeah, you listen to these shows. They all say it's like the people who are the judges are stretching. I was watching Dancing with the Stars, and that whatever banal English guy who thinks he has to be clever because he's an English guy. I don't know who he is.
The older guy or the kooky Italian guy?
Yeah, the older guy.
Right, yeah.
It's all put on.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I know that guy's name.
I know. You guys are so funny.
But it just seems contrived to me. Is it, Roberta? You're saying,
Yeah, I think so.
It's kind of like you and the same frame drain game.
Yeah, contrived?
Maybe it's contrived. Actually, I do not ever give Roberta the answers. I promise. You can tell that pretty much from her response.
Because she usually gets them wrong.
All right, so then what's the story with this? Who is it that wants to work over Roberta? I'm not going to beat this thing to death. Normally, we have 950 jillion million people.
Nobody loves me today.
No, I don't think. I will tell you something. There's strange stuff. I said this to some friends of mine from Heidelberg yesterday. There really is some strange stuff in the air there's whatever is going on. I don't know how to describe it other than just strange. Strange.
How do you mean strange energy. When you say strange?
Strange energy.
Like when your Mars goes retrograde,
yeah,
type strange
of,
energy?
Yeah, right.
When all the planets are
yep.
aligned and
yep.
the...
Yep, yep. And I don't know whether it is a result of what we're looking at here in the case of Mississippi, the weather around the country. There is just, just everything seems strange to me. And each day...
Almost
it isn't more work, but
surreal.
It's, yeah, it isn't that it's more work to be here and to do this. It's just a different feeling, a problem maybe that's hard for us to put our fingers on. Right? Maybe some of you feel it, maybe some of you don't. 800-510-8255 is always the way to be in touch here. I find it interesting when we make connections and why we make connections. Yesterday I got an email from a Lieutenant Joel McMichael, who listens to us on KTSM. He's in Fort Bliss in El Paso. And he was attracted to me because he heard me one day talking about Heidelberg. And he is a Heidelberg graduate, along with his, I think she's his fiance, or maybe she's his wife at this point. But they both, I remember them, I didn't meet him, but I remember them graduating from Heidelberg because they were both ROTC students and they were in full military dress when they graduated. And I don't remember...
How many years ago?
I mean, this would have been 07.
Interesting.
And he listens and he heard me talking about some of the people, so we've been back and forth emailing. And I wanted to salute him literally and say hi to Joel McMichael, who's listening in El Paso. Joel, good to have you here as a Heidelberger and a listener to Good Day. It's 28 past the hour. Shelley Palmer's around the corner.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, in case you haven't heard, Microsoft is acquiring the voice and video chat service Skype for $8.5 billion. Skype's services can be attached to a slew of Microsoft's products and will help the company compete with Apple's FaceTime. The purchase also adds value by giving Microsoft access to 107 million Skype users. In other news, Google finally launched its streaming music service, Google Music. The product that was supposed to stream music from a massive library will instead act as an online storage locker. And finally, the FCC announced the Personalized Localized Alerting Network, say that three times fast, which enables the government to send nationwide text messages. The service will only be used for presidential messages, imminent safety concerns, and Amber Alerts. It'll roll out in New York City by the end of the year and be nationwide soon after. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
The Hotels.com 48-hour sale is only for people that like to get great hotel deals. Also for people that want to book hotel deals right now, this Tuesday and Wednesday only. It is certainly not for those opposed to booking things on Tuesdays and or Wednesdays, people that hate the number 48, or people that respond to a 48-hour hotel sale with, ew, gross. Safe to say, the Hotels.com 48-hour sale is for you. So book your hotel deal now and save up to 50% off this Tuesday and Wednesday only. Hotels.com. Be smart. Book smart. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Napa Know How! Why am I singing on tune? Like a hummingbird, I might add. Because May is ultimate tune-up month at Napa. So hurry in now and get up to a $75 mail-in rebate at participating Napa Auto Parts stores and auto care centers on qualifying engine parts, from oxygen sensors and ignition coils to spark plugs and wires. $75! So keep your car humming even better than this. Get a tune-up! On qualifying parts, offer expires 5/31/11. See your local Napa Auto Parts store or auto care center for details.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at BackyardFoodProduction.com. Again, that's BackyardFoodProduction.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Time.
And ye shall find information from Roberta, the Queen of Cheek. That's coming along in a few moments. But first, let's get to our same brain, frame drain game. And yes, Jennifer, we'll have time for important telephone information.
Good thing, because we have lots of news today.
Yep, the story behind the story, the Schwarzeneggers split.
Mm-hmm.
And why? That's something
we know why?
Apparently, yes. Maria is not a happy camper, hasn't been for years. Not happy because of his philandering, wandering eyes.
The kids told him to split up.
And the kids said,
ooh,
why don't you guys?
Really?
Yeah, a couple of years ago. And she held on until he was out of office. But, I mean, he's known for that. It's like, hello. Someday I'll tell you the story. Maybe I won't.
I don't think you can.
You can't do that.
Yeah, I can't tell the story. Okay, why isn't somebody answering the phone, Richie? It'd be nice.
Oh, I'm going to do that. Michael's working on your videos.
So okay, tell Michael to stop wasting his time because it doesn't work.
All right.
800-510-8255. Okay, I'm going to try something here and see if it works. Kay, have I ever spoken to you before? Where's Kay?
Hello,
Kay.
I'm here. Push the button.
That's Richie's problem, not mine.
Yeah, yes, I did.
All right, Kay, have I ever spoken to you before?
Not to my knowledge.
Not to your knowledge. All right. Are you happy?
To be speaking with you, certainly.
Well, thank you for that. Judy, have I ever spoken to you before?
No.
Never? Oh,
no.
So I like it. Mm-hmm. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to have both of you, Kay and Judy. Kay, say hi to Judy. Judy, say hi to Kay.
Hi,
Judy. Hi,
guys. All right, well, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to make both of you winners. Roberta will fail miserably at this, and you both know that, right? Kay, you know Roberta's going to fail.
Thanks.
Judy, no. Yeah, she knows.
Thanks for the anticipation.
Well, but what's going to happen is that we'll make sure that these people are winners, but in the meantime, we'll show people how smart you are and how smart they are, and everybody will feel good.
Winning.
All right? Winning. Mm-hmm. All right, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to present a riddle to Roberta, and she'll come to a conclusion. And Kay and Judy, you'll see whether you agree or disagree with her findings. Okay, everybody ready?
We're ready.
Okay, ready.
All right, here's the first one. Okay. Until I am measured, I am not known. Yet how you miss me when I have flown. What am I? Roberta?
Until I am measured.
I am not known.
I am not known.
Yet how you miss me when I have flown.
Oh, time.
You agree or disagree with that, Kay?
Yes, absolutely.
You agree? And how about you, Judy?
Well, I agree.
All right, both of you have a point. That is the correct answer.
Right? Really?
All right, here we go. Next.
Congratulations,
Yay!
Roberta.
Wow.
You go, Roberta.
Here you go.
I usually don't so bad at these.
My posterior is adorned with feathers.
Mine too.
I have a...
and sharp.
Should be all the tickly.
Perhaps...
That's weird.
I might start this again. My posterior is adorned with feathers. I have a rather long neck and quite a pointy nose. I'm able to fly, yet I have no wings. What am I? Roberta? I'm going to repeat it again. My posterior is adorned with feathers. I have a rather long neck and quite a pointy nose. I'm able to fly, yet I have no wings. What am I?
A buddy pillow?
You agree or disagree with that, Kay?
A what pillow?
A buddy pillow. You know, the long pillows that you, like, sleep with when you don't have a partner to sleep with.
Bad answer.
Just so that
Look
you have somebody in bed with you, you know?
Okay, yes or no? You agree or disagree?
I can't experience with that. I'll have to disagree.
Disagree, all right. Judy, you agree or disagree with Roberta?
I disagree.
All right, what do you think it is, ladies?
Confused. I think whatever it is, it's confused.
Kay, what do you think it is?
I have no clue.
It's an arrow.
That is good.
All right. You both have 2 points. You only need three
that
to win.
That was really obscure.
Oh, stop complaining, will you please? All right, next up. It has no top or bottom. Start that again, Doug. It has no top or bottom, but it can hold fresh bones and blood at all times. What is this object? No top or bottom. It can hold flesh, bones, and blood all the time.
Skin.
You agree or disagree, Kay?
I agree.
Yeah, Judy, you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Nope, it's a ring. A ring. All right. You have one more chance. You got two, so we'll so figure this out. Are you ready?
That's obscure, too.
Ladies, don't let Roberta's, you know, when she comes in and sounds really confident about her answer, don't let that
she
fool you.
Know.
I thought it was skin.
My scale is something that does not weigh in grams, ounces, or pounds. However, I may be heavy or light. What am I? My scale is something that does not weigh in grams, ounces, or pounds. However, I may be heavy or light. What am I? My scale.
The first thing that came to mind was like in photos, you know, like grayscale. It could be heavy or light.
Agree or disagree, Kay?
I disagree.
All right. What about you, Judy?
I disagree.
What do you think it is, Kay?
I think it's a fish.
What do you think, Judy?
That's what I thought.
I don't know. Balance? Go ahead,
do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. The music scale.
It's a fish. It has to be a fish. It
could
be light or heavy. So.
I absolutely agree with you. Right. And it could be photos, too.
The important point is that both Judy and Kay are winners. So we will get basic information from you and we'll adorn you with something cool. All right, ladies, thank you. Our pleasure.
And it won't be feathers on your posterior.
On good day.
Unless you want them.
All right, let's get to the Queen of Cheap, find out what Roberta has found in her research, a way or two or three or four for you to save
She's
today.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
All right, let's make fast work of this, Roberta.
Okay, we've got a great idea for a baby shower gift or for a new mom. Parents Magazine, only $3.99 for 1 year. You enter the discount code PARENTS when you go to the site. It's going to be on DougStephan.com shortly. Also, we have a free ebook download called Don't Make Me Come Up There. It's for moms, and it's a whole bunch of inspirational stories. It's really kind of neat. I was looking at it. Free Redbox rental coming up tomorrow. We have the promo codes for you. JCPenney has quite a sale going on. You can save $10 off of $50 or $15 off of $75, and you get free shipping if you spend $69.
Free shipping!
That expires on the 15th. And the Cheesecake Factory, you get a free dessert with each $30 spent. And believe me, two of you go in there and, like, spend $30, get one dessert. It's enough for the both of you. Trust me on this one. Cheesecake Factory,
the only criticism I would have to aim at Cheesecake, they feed you too much.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The dessert.
Never mind the dessert. The meals themselves.
More than enough for two or three or even four people.
Yeah, it's way too much.
So all of these items shortly will be on
DougStephan.com.
Why?
They're there now, Roberta.
Yeah, they are.
You know why they do that is because they want you to leave with a Cheesecake Factory bag.
Yeah.
They want you through the mall
with
your Cheesecake Factory bag, and they want you to go to work the next day with your Cheesecake Factory bag and your Cheesecake Factory lunch.
Very smart,
and
Richard.
Put it in your work microwave, warm it up, let everybody smell it, and then they go to Cheesecake Factory.
Ah.
That's
all right, so all of the Queen of Cheap savings today, including the Cheesecake Factory, JCPenney, much more up there, along with the deals from this week and the Queen of Cheap box at DougStephan.com. 17 before the hour. So what is the reason behind the Schwarzenegger-Shriver split? A conversation, a lot of television coverage of this yesterday. Also, I was watching, as I came into the barn, Edgar floors me sometimes with how he is and who he is. And this guy, you would think, he doesn't have any computer sense, not interested, never put a DVD. His wife told me the other day, he's never put a DVD into a television set, never.
Wow.
And yet he's a fan of certain television shows like NCIS. So last night on, was Access, I think, they had all the stars of NCIS on talking about the finale and the usual Mace sweeps, plugs and stuff. I walked into the milk room. Edgar's cleaning up the stuff, the calf bottles and stuff, and he's watching Access. He says, shh. You know, he knows the storyline, knows all about all of the people. It's absolutely hysterical. Ignoring Edgar. Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, but Edgar doesn't seem like that type at all.
No, not at all. No, not at all. Okay, so that info coming up. Meanwhile, here is something that will impress you. And because I'm hard to impress, and this thing impressed me, so if I'm impressed by it, you know that it is impressive, hopefully. And because it's so helpful for you, the folks at BodyBio.com, you've heard me talking about this the past couple of weeks, BodyBioReport.com, I'm suggesting you get a blood test, and you send the results to BodyBioReport.com to have them examine and get the story of your life through these biomarkers. What needs attention, the indication of what your body needs in terms of vitamins, minerals, food, that sort of thing. This will give you, and this is why I'm enthused about it, because we all need a tune-up from time to time, and I'm certainly there, and you probably would be too. This is not expensive to do. It's an evidence-based, safe, natural way for you to get tuned in to better health. Dr. Ken on my staff recommends it. Ken's done it. I'm getting it done this week. You're invited to go to BodyBioReport.com and log on to the information that's there. You could eliminate the need for prescription drugs, maybe even. Nobody knows what you need. You guess at it. The doctors guess at it. But your blood is like your fingerprint. It's so unique to you. It knows which nutrients and vitamins you need. So the body bio computer reads the information trapped in your blood, tells you what the best course of action is for you. Maintain your health. Go online to BodyBioReport.com.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salon Paz Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salon Paz has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salon Paz by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salon Paz button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salon Paz. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salon Paz. Please use as directed.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Every one of us has felt a nurse's caring and healing touch, but few of us take the time to honor them. May 6th through 12th is National Nurses Week, the perfect time to show a nurse your appreciation. The Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future recently partnered with the Urban Zen Integrative Therapy Program, founded by fashion designer and philanthropist Donna Karan, to help nurses focus on their own well-being and personal health, reduce stress, and prolong their careers. Here is Donna Karan.
During his hospital stay, my late husband told me, always take care of the nurses. Today, the Campaign for Nursing Future is helping me fulfill his wish. I am so grateful for the scholarship fund that is allowing exceptional nurses to take part in the Urban Zen Integrative Therapy Program. I hope everyone will thank a nurse, not only during this week, but always.
Thank a nurse during National Nurses Week in person and on Facebook at Nursing Notes by J&J.
Sounds like the Al Peterson show here. 13 and a half before the hour. Doug Steffens, good day for you. The reason I said that, that's the voice of some of these commercials. The canceled television show info at DougSteffens.com is quite intriguing. Mm-hmm. You want to see which from the various networks have been canceled. It's a complete gallery of all the shows that will not be back next season.
It tells you also what's on the bubble.
On the bubble. What may or may not happen.
Exactly.
Regis, there's been so much attention, Jennifer, to Meredith Vieira leaving the Today Show. A lot of the other shows are talking about it, including Regis here gets in on the act.
Meredith is leaving the Today Show. It's official. And she's renegotiating Millionaire.
Oh.
Good luck on that.
Right. So
Jennifer has done that. Not anymore.
For those of you who are behind the scenes, obviously, Regis taking a shot because he used to be the host of Millionaire. Mm-hmm. Meredith became the host because she did it for less than he was willing to do it for. And now she wants more money the way he wanted more money. And they showed him the door, and he figures they'll show her the door. I mean, I think that's what's behind the scenes there. At any rate, he's got a great sense of himself and a great sense of timing, and that's what makes him as good as he is. Meanwhile, the conversation continues, and Meredith is asked why she's leaving.
Your husband is fine, right?
Yes, I mean, Richard is fine. I mean, Richard has MS, and everybody knows that.
Sure.
I've seen articles written recently that he has colon cancer. He doesn't. He did years ago. His health is very good right now, and so this is a great time to enjoy our life together. And the timing is right because our youngest, Lily, is about to graduate from high school. Our oldest, Ben, is about to graduate from college, and our middle guy is a sophomore in college. So it's a transitional period for a lot of us.
All right, here she talks about what she'll miss, especially Matt Lauer.
What will you miss about Matt Lauer?
Really nothing. Really nothing that I can think of. Let me, I don't know. What, let's see. I'll miss everything about Matt Lauer. And he is the best partner you can have. And he's the best in the business.
Yeah.
So no matter who you are, you're going to learn from him. And when you're not having a great day, he makes sure that you have a great day. He always elevates the people around him.
Yeah, good. All right, well, let's see what Ann Curry, I'll give her the benefit of the doubt. I'm not a fan of hers, but I don't watch the show anyway because I'm here with you, Richie. You watch the show instead of paying attention to me.
Yeah,
you're sitting in the studio there watching the Today Show.
On all the morning shows.
Yeah. All right, let's talk a little about the interview, first of all, on Oprah Winfrey of Sarah Ferguson, who said, why do you try to do that to me?
Because it's her report.
I know. Well, she's got to go a minute. All right, anyway, Sarah Ferguson said that she was upset. It was difficult that she didn't get to go to the wedding. And she says that to Oprah today. All right, that's enough for me. And now it's Jennifer's turn.
Thanks, Dougie.
Anyways,
all right, so Fox did their upfronts yesterday announcing their big plans for the network. And good news, if you're a House fan, that show is coming back. Also, Bones is coming back for a final season. Their spinoff, Finders, will be a new show on Fox Network. The Cleveland Show and Family Guy will be back. Bad news, Breaking In and Traffic Light, that new Christian Slater show, canceled.
Continues. Another Christian Slater show, gone.
Gone. And then they also canceled Lie to Me, Human Target, and Chicago Code. Kind of a bummer because those shows were all pretty good, I thought.
Yeah, they were.
Justin Bieber fired back at Marge Hellenberger and said that, quote, on Twitter, it's kind of lame when someone you met briefly and never worked with comments on you. I'll continue to wish them luck and be kind.
Yeah, he's still a little jerk.
Taking the high road.
Oh,
and
yeah,
Patrick Harris hosting the Tony Awards again.
So Arnold and his wife, Maria, all of that stuff all over the place yesterday, she wanted out 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's calling all over her, trying to be nice to her to get her back again, which I find interesting. All right, so that's the rumor. 51 after. Great job, Jennifer, by the way.
Thanks.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
It is well known that protein nutrition is a key to optimum blood sugar levels. But to benefit at all from protein, your body must first be able to break down protein into amino acids. Once amino acids are liberated from proteins, your body uses them to make brain chemicals that make you feel alert and peaceful at the same time. Your pancreas uses them to regulate blood sugar and insulin. People are waking up and doing an about-face when it comes to nutrition. They are learning that a high-carbohydrate diet may encourage obesity and diabetes. They are now emphasizing proteins more to compensate. One protein source that is more easily broken down into amino acids is non-denatured whey protein. For better blood sugar and better weight, give One World Whey a try. One World Whey is the most powerful whey protein food on the market. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I guess I have to pay attention to the program now, right?
Yes.
Warren Eckstein is here, host of the Pet Show. Richie, did I hear from you that you would like to have a moment or two of
Warren is free to roam around the pen as he would like.
Here to tell us what he knows, which is hard to, just 5 or 6 minutes. How's he going to tell us everything? He needs at least 15 to tell us everything that he knows. Warren's online store, thepetshow.com, is the place to go to find a lot of great products that Warren has concocted over the years with some of his pals, some of the people that work with him. Get rid of the bad breath in your dog with something you find in the online store. Hugs and Kisses products, Warren's own vitamin and mineral and supplement line for cats and dogs. Is available. Check out, you can get to them easily by just going to DougStephan.com, click on Warren's picture in the contributors box, voila, you are there to that wonderful vast world of his. The pet ethicists this week, you may have seen this story at DougStephan.com, and if you haven't, I'm sure it'll be part of your weekend show that you do. The folks who are considering what to call your pet other than a pet. You've heard of this, or have you not heard this discussion?
I actually did a survey on my show last week, and I'm looking it up to give you the results of what people thought.
All right. Well, here, this is the Center for Animal Ethics in England says that the periodical that they publish and the article about animal ethics will be a highlight. They're examining language as to how it applies to animal treatment, and if we consider, I guess, our pets to be our property, I don't necessarily look at that as far as Charlotte is concerned. I think the cows are my property, but Charlotte is not my property. I don't think that. I've never thought that. But then all sorts of things come into light here, including whether or not it's appropriate to call your pet a pet instead of some other... Well, so anyway, what did you find out by asking the question of your audience?
Well, first of all, it's interesting because you brought up a valid point. Why does it make any difference if you love your pet? But in West Hollywood, they changed the law where you can no longer own a pet, you can be a guardian. And when I first heard that, I thought maybe that's a little trivial. But the bottom line was, if you own something, you cannot leave something to something you own, but you can, as a guardian, leave something. So the name change was made so that when people, if, heaven forbid, they passed on, could leave something to their pet. Now, in terms of my poll, I asked the exact question, do you believe that calling pets by other names is derogatory? 28, and now remember, most of my listeners are pet lovers, 28% of people said yes, but 64% of people said no, which kind of shocked me a little bit, and 8% of people said maybe. Here's my feeling. It's all how it's said. I understand that if you talk about animals, wild animals, let's go kill that critter, or let's, that might be derogatory. But quite honestly, as long as my dogs and cats get a hug and a kiss, I can call them Sam, Joe, Harry, or whatever I want to call them, and it doesn't make any difference. And I think that's what people are saying, that it was an interesting study, but as long as you love your pet, as long as you care for him, what difference does it make what you call him? Except I don't talk bad in front of my dog. My dog is on a diet now, and I would never say in front of him that he's chubby or overweight.
Really?
So I guess I have my little eccentricities.
The only time Charlotte ever gets concerned is when she sees me upset about something. She puts her ears back and gives me that look with her eyes like, what did I do wrong?
You know,
and she can tell when I'm swearing. She really
can. There's a study, Doug, that came out just today by a doctor that said the electromagnetic energies in the human heart and the pet heart are sometimes correlated.
Yep.
So they know what your heart is feeling by picking up electromagnetic whatever they pick up from
that. I believe every bit of that.
I do.
Every single word of it. So anyway, we don't use the word pet according to these people. Animal companion is the correct way to refer to those who are your friends, according to this bunch, anyway.
And how about just calling it by name? I'm going home to see Charlotte.
Charlotte.
I'm going home to see Joe. I'm going home to see
Plus
Charlotte.
The fact they're upset with phrases like drunk as a skunk and eat like a pig. They think that's offensive to animals as well.
When was the last time you said eat like a pig in front of a pig that's going to get the pig upset?
I want to know why skunks are drunk, by the way. Where did that come from?
That's one of those silly, it's just silly stuff. It really
they're
is.
They're stinky.
Yeah. Raining cats. I did a whole set. We'll do that sometime. Raining cats and dogs. Where do all these different languages, different words come from? Raining cats. Did it ever rain cats and dogs?
When you ask those questions of your listeners on your weekend programs, what do they tell you?
I work on Saturdays, Doug. Today's Wednesday.
Oh, it's early yet. All right. Did you see the video of the dog that tried to play fetch with a statue in the park?
I did see that. That was absolutely
This shows you something. The dog who wants to play is an inanimate bronze statue, and the dog is trying to drop a ball and is laughing at him to throw it. It's priceless stuff.
Sooner or later, the statue would have moved, Doug, I promise.
You think so? The dog would have brought the statue to life. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here on Good Day.